This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
I'm here now with Professor Bob Nicol from Portsmouth University, who is giving a talk about the Dark Energy Survey. Can you just give us a little bit of background information on what dark energy is?
Sure. It's going to be pretty quick. We don't know what it is.
Okay.
It's appeared about a decade ago. Mm-hmm. Some astronomers were observing distant supernova and appeared that they were moving quicker away from us than expected. Mm-hmm. And that caused us to reevaluate our model of the universe. And we now have a model of the universe where the expansion of the universe appears to be accelerating, not slowing down. And this is a bit odd.
Yeah.
Because when you usually think about gravity, as you've heard, gravity sucks. Mm-hmm. And so it pulls things together. And so we would have expected that the stuff in the universe, the normal matter, would have actually slowed down the acceleration. Mm-hmm. Whereas in reality, what we do seem to be seeing is that that expansion is getting faster and faster and faster.
Okay.
So what we've had to do is look for something that we can put in the universe that kind of acts as a repulsive force or an anti-gravity. And that thing we call dark energy, so it's repulsive and causes the acceleration of the universe. And one option is this famous thing called Einstein's cosmological constant. And so that's our favorite model for dark energy. But there are as many models of dark energy as there are astronomers.
Okay. So there's lots of different options to be pursued.
Absolutely.
And the Dark Energy Survey, is that looking for evidence of it or looking for...
So I think we're coming out of a decade where we're now accepting the fact that the universe, 75% of the energy in the universe is caught up in this dark energy.
Okay.
So it's the majority of the energy in the universe. So now I think we've accepted it. We've had a decade of being skeptical and going, oh, I don't believe that, to a point now where we really have to understand it.
Yeah.
And so the Dark Energy Survey, I like to say, is the first survey that really starts to understand what dark energy could be, rather than just confirming its existence.
What's it actually going to be looking at?
So what the Dark Energy Survey has is it has four probes.
Okay.
So it's going to use four different objects to try and understand this dark energy. So the first one are clusters of galaxies. So it's going to try and find clumps of matter out there in the universe. And the Dark Energy Survey will see further and wider than any other survey to date.
Mm-hmm.
So it will see lots of these things. Okay. It's also going to use a technique called gravitational lensing, which looks for the distortions of distant galaxies because of the nearby matter. It's going to just look at the clustering of galaxies on very large scales. And the one thing I'm mostly interested in is it's also going to use these wonderful supernovae that were used to originally confirm the existence of dark energy.
So the instrument that's being used, is it one instrument? Is it a collection of instruments?
So it's one instrument. It's a brand new camera that we built. This thing is awesome. Okay. Imagine a camera that's the size of a settee.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
And pretty huge.
It's pretty huge. Okay. It's a ton. Okay. So it's big.
Wow.
All right. And it has 570 megapixels.
Okay. 570 megapixels.
570. So try and buy that in Currys. All right. You can't go out and buy this thing. All right. It's an order of magnitude than what you can get commercially.
Okay.
And so that's what we've been building over the last few years.
Okay. Wow. That sounds like an awesome instrument. And this camera, is it being used from the ground, or is it something that's being used up in space?
So we're using it now on the ground with a relatively old telescope, the CTIO 4-meter telescope in Chile.
Okay.
So we refurbished that telescope and putting this camera on.
Yeah.
And we're going to have 5 years using that ground-based telescope to survey most of the southern sky.
And You're hoping in that you'll...
The numbers we expect are we're going to detect about 300 million galaxies.
Okay.
About 4,000 supernova, and somewhere in the region of about 100,000 clusters of galaxies.
Oh,
and the key is you not only do you need that large number of objects, but the camera also provides the best images we can capture from the ground.
Okay.
Because some of the techniques we're trying to use, like this weak lensing technique, really does need pristine images. You know those images you see from the Hubble Space Telescope?
Yeah,
they need sharp, they've got to be sharp, because we're going to measure the shapes of those galaxies.
Okay.
So it's not just that we want to see the galaxies, we want to measure things about them. We want to measure their shape, their color, their orientation,
mm-hmm.
and that requires slightly better data than we've had to date. So for the next 5 years, we'll be using the Dark Energy Survey. That, I think, will give us a clue as to whether this this thing called dark energy is what is the cosmological constant,
mm-hmm.
this thing that Einstein had put in his equations now 80 years ago. All the present data points in that direction, but we're not 100% sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the Dark Energy Survey will tell us if it's the cosmological constant. But that really doesn't satisfy us, because we don't actually know what the cosmological constant is.
Okay.
So it's like moving the goalposts, really. It's saying, you know, it's relabeling the problem at some level. But in the next decade, we're going to have a satellite called Euclid,
mm-hmm.
which is now the same size as DES in terms of the size of the camera.
But
imagine putting that into space now.
Okay, so it's going to...
So imagine having HST images over the whole sky.
Wow, that would be amazing.
Imagine the Hubble Deep Field across the whole sky. This is what Euclid's going to deliver. And what Euclid will do is it will test one final thing about this dark energy
mm-hmm.
problem. One way out is to say that Einstein's theory of gravity is incomplete. It's not that it's wrong, because it works very well on this Earth.
Mm-hmm.
But when we get on cosmological scales, general relativity may not actually be the correct theory of gravity.
Okay.
Euclid will nail that. Euclid will be one of the definitive tests of general relativity on cosmological scales. So over the next 10 to 15 years, we're going to go from DES telling us whether it's the cosmological constant
mm-hmm.
to 15 years from now, Euclid telling us whether it's general relativity.
Wow, so they're both really going to help our knowledge of dark energy and what it really is.
Exactly.
Okay, sounds absolutely fantastic, and I wish you all the best with it.
All right, thanks very much.